Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two.
Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Denzel advised Kavita to talk to someone about her depression, but she wanted to forget about it as her STI had gone. Maria delivered a baby girl. Jacob suggested they contact the father, but again, Maria was not willing to do so. Kavita told Denzel that she was not sure about her relationship with Jonathan, and he advised her to leave him. Maria's teacher, Zabina, told Skeeta and Jacob that she believes that Ralph is the father of Maria's baby. Right now, Shelley, Christopher, Dion, and Robin are on a WhatsApp call.
Everybody on now, Christopher?
Yes, everybody on. Shelly, Deanne, you are right there?
Yes, I could. Robin?
Hi, guys.
When last we had a group call on WhatsApp?
We're going to have plenty over the next couple of weeks.
Sorry, it's all my fault.
Look, Robin, stop apologizing. It's not like you know you had TB and intentionally spread it to me and Deanne. And besides, we don't have any symptoms even though we tested positive for latent TB infection.
But I should have gone to the doctor since I suspect I was sick. Just so easy I could have dead. It's a couple months this thing had me and I just keep getting worse. You want to see if I'd continue staying home is dead I would have dead?
TB is deadly and people need to treat it as such. As soon as you see yourself coughing a little too much, just go and get checked. A lot of lives could be saved if people just seek medical care early.
Robin, we happy you're still in the land of the living though.
But you ain't completely out of the woods. Just make sure you take your treatment as you should and you're going to recover from this.
And we're here for you every step of the way. It just surprised me that the doctor said TB could develop slowly. You could even have it for months and have no symptoms.
Well, me and Shelly got no symptoms, but we still test positive.
The good thing is that we find out before we start showing symptoms.
Well, remember the doctor said some people could have what they call latent TB infection. That is when your body is able to fight off the bacteria and stop them from multiplying.
And if you have latent TB, it's not contagious.
The thing is, most people probably had a brush with TB at some point in their life, but luckily they have a strong immune system.
And babies get the BCG vaccine to prevent a severe form of TB.
Well, though people getting it, at least the number's not out of control. The doctor said a few hundred people have it.
But that don't mean we shouldn't take precautions. TB's a deadly disease. 1 in 3 persons with AIDS die from it. Robin?
Why are you crying?
What happened, hon?
I just can't help but feel depressed.
Babes, you've got to focus on your
healing. You're going to recover from this.
I feel like this because it's like I do everything I should do to protect myself from becoming HIV positive. I was so strict with condom use. I never slip up with me clients. And for this to still happen to me, all because I trusted the man I love and who was supposed to look out for me.
You see, there's the thing with HIV. The only person you can really trust to protect you is you. You can't think just because you love this person, they're gonna protect you.
I guess. I mean, I'm married. And with marriage comes a certain level of trust. Even though I can't really talk about it because I cheat on my husband.
Some people are too careless. It's like people forgot we got a sexually transmitted infection. And some of them, like HIV and herpes, have no cure.
Everybody wants a side chick or a side man.
Or multiple.
Exactly.
It's not that we should judge people for whatever choices they make, but safety comes first.
Nowadays, we're more able to protect ourselves from HIV. We have condoms and now there's PrEP. I think couples should go and get tested together regularly. And single sexually active persons too. When you get into a relationship, before you and your partner start having sex, go and get tested together. And continue doing regular checkups just to be sure, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know what might happen with some people, Shelly? They might get on PrEP and they decided they could do the most because they feel the 99% protected from HIV. But what about all the other STIs?
Chlamydia.
Herpes. Syphilis. Gonorrhea.
Hepatitis C.
Trichomoniasis.
And don't forget, they still got pubic lice and HPV, which could cause cervical cancer in women.
But we also have an HPV vaccine.
With all them sexually transmitted infections out there and people still being reckless, like Machu.
Listen, I don't tell people left the man. But Robin, what else you want to see from Machu? You and this man had an agreement that if you're going to go on pig fair, that you're going to use condoms. How you could give him the time of day from now on, knowing that he completely destroy your trust?
You need to leave him, Robin.
With the quickness.
Y'all don't understand. Me and this man together over 5 years. Who will want me when they find out I'm HIV positive?
Come on, Robin. HIV, though life-changing, is not life-threatening anymore with treatment.
Once you stick to treatment, your viral load could become undetectable. And with an undetectable viral load, you cannot infect someone else.
Your partner can also go on PrEP to prevent them from getting the virus.
You could have a normal life just like anybody else. And find someone who will want to be with you.
Exactly. There are serious discordant couples where one person is negative and the other one is positive.
Look, I hear all of what y'all saying, right? But I can't bring myself to think positively right now. I'm sick and I'm heartbroken because the man I love betrayed me.
You can't give up, Robin. You gotta fight.
And you got us your friends to support you through thick and thin.
Thank y'all, but y'all excuse me now. I need some time for myself.
Alright, bye.
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 Oh gosh, I feel so bad for her.
Me too.
And gosh, back later and talk to she. Hopefully she do regular counseling sessions to get your head back in a nice space, you know?
You see, a lot of diseases just don't affect us physically. They affect our mental health as well.
And to find out you're HIV positive and have TB is too much of poor Robin.
Well, we got to continue being the village for her. Along with the medical professionals, we gonna help her through this time.
This too shall pass with our support.
Hello?
Hi, Robin. It's me.
Hey, Shelly. I had a good sleep. Just wake up.
Oh, you feel better now?
A little.
Don't worry, man. You got this. You're gonna be fine.
You sure?
Just cling to hope. You have so much living to do.
I just feel like I'm standing on the edge and about to fall off.
I know. For these first few months, I think I'll be easy. But think about it this way. In a matter of months, the doctor said 6 months, once you adhere to the treatment, you're going to be free of TB. All you got to do is continue taking your HIV meds every day. Robin, you still got so much great things in your life to look forward to.
It's easier said than done, Shelley.
I know, but you're not alone in this.
Right.
So, you got some decisions to make. Whether you can continue the relationship with Matthew for one.
Matthew is all I know for more than 5 years. It's hard to just start over with somebody else.
But you could find somebody who really love and appreciate you. You would think there were times when I was doing sex work that I feel worthless, that, you know, nobody want me. But I managed to land the richest man in Marundi, Ignatius Thomas. And the man loves me, you hear what I tell you? I got everything I need in this life.
Shelley, you got the looks and the body for the. I ain't like you. Although we don't get a fairy tale.
Stop it there for me. You know you look good. You just need to have the confidence in yourself.
Easier said than done.
Anything is possible. You just need to have faith and believe.
So the pastor said, no?
Well, this is the universal law. And the other decision you got to make is if you're going to continue doing sex work.
I don't know. Everything just so unclear right now.
I understand.
Right now, I just wish somebody could hold me. I wish I could wake up and this was all a dream. I wish I could. I just want everything to be okay.
You make me cry too.
I'm sorry.
I promise you, things can get better. Just hold your head up, sis. One day at a time. We can do this together. Your friends got you. The medical professionals got you. TB and HIV are not the end of you. Robin, you will overcome this. Okay. You got this, girl.
I got this.
When you get back on your feet, you can share this story with other young people so they don't have to make the same mistakes. They need to hear it. Unprotected sex can lead to serious consequences, and sexually transmitted infections can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
You are in control of your life, Rob.
I am in control.
Believe and live by that.
Shelley?
Ignatius?
What's wrong?
I just finished talking to my friend, Robin.
And girl left you so upset?
She's really struggling. And so afraid for her. I mean, I'm not in her position, so I don't fully understand how she's feeling, right? But I'm just trying to help her see that there's light at the end of the tunnel, you know? There's hope.
Hopefully she gets through it.
Yeah, and my test for latent TB infection was positive.
What?
Yes, because I was around Robin all the time and she was coughing and all of that.
But you ain't coughing or nothing.
Mm-mm. I don't have any symptoms. Many people have what you call latent tuberculosis, where they don't have no symptoms.
And in that case, you can't spread it.
No, but I still want you to go and get checked.
Okay.
Ignatius, we really got to start taking care of yourself. There's so much sickness around and people are dying every day. We really have to make the most out of every day that we're given and live responsibly.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Health, the National Tuberculosis Program, and the National AIDS Program Secretariat, with support from Global Fund.
Murundoy in the house, baby. Look.
It's still Monday. It's the same as hate. Yep. It could be your sister. It could be your brother. How'd you feel all alone?
All alone.
And out in the cold. Murundoy is here.
We here.
With a word to share.
HIV is here. God, we living in fear. Let's fight the stigma by showing we care.
Yeah.
Live, love, respect each other.
That's right.
Show the same love we would to our mothers. Come one, come all, and play your part. Show real love is the way to start.
Uh-huh.
Stigma and discrimination.